Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Yes, indeed. This is Dr. Alan Pressman. Welcome you to another edition of Healthline brought to us by Invite Health, the program totally dedicated to bringing you the latest health news and research from around the world. Information I promise is going to directly impact your health and your well-being. I want to do the week in review. Boy, did we have a busy week. By the way, we are live Easter Sunday, all of that. 800-848-9222 is the phone number because you're going to want to call in and you're going to need to help me on a question. We're going to do a quiz for you. And on top of that, you might have questions for me concerning your health and well-being. So write this down, 800-848-9222. That's WABC. You got it? And Dr. Alan Pressman is my name, researcher and all of that stuff. Now, in the news this week, there were five major stories. Number one, there was a whole section on causative factors in heart disease. I want to review that. That's going to be your major quiz. Number two, another series like last week on vitamin D combined with omega-3 fish oils and how they play a role in combating mental illness. Very interesting, and how they get involved in the synthesis of serotonin. Really, come on, we're going to talk about that as well. Plus anthocyanins, those purples. Great if you're a diabetic, along with everything else. Plus, a lab review, tests you should know about. And if we have time, how omega-3 can literally help fight prostate cancer. So we've got a lot to do. The phones are open. My quiz question for you is pretty darn simple, right? I don't think so. Here it is. Which of the following, according to Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, which one of the following is the single most powerful trigger of heart attacks? Now, all four of these things I'm going to tell you about are triggers, but which one is the single most powerful trigger of a heart attack? Is it number one, high cholesterol? Number two, lack of physical activity? Number three, inflammation? Or number four, high blood pressure? Every one of them involved in provoking myocardial disease and heart attacks, but one of them is the most powerful etiological causative factor in having a heart attack. Is it high cholesterol, lack of physical activity, inflammation, or high blood pressure? Let's see what you can do with that. Get in on the phone right now, 800-848-9222. Remember, we're live. We're looking for your answer to my, I think, pretty darn important question. Now, we're going to review that because guess what? It applies to you. It applies to everybody. Now, last week, we had a conversation about a report out of Children's Hospital in Oakland, the Research Institute. And reports since then have been coming out pretty much every other day about this same topic because it's so unusual. The headline is vitamin D and omega-3, that rhymes, vitamin D and omega-3 together help mental illness, but you'll never guess how. Let me read this to you. It says vitamin D and omega-3 could work together to improve cognitive function and social behavior. How would you like to do that, right? How would you like to have better cognitive function, better social behavior, better memory, better concentration, better focus, things like that? It continues. The Children's Hospital in Oakland, California, the Research Institute suggests, now listen to this, that omega-3 fatty acids, you know, the EPA and the DHA, and vitamin D with that work together to maintain, you're not going to believe this, healthy levels of serotonin in the brain. Now, it's so interesting because when you think of serotonin, even as a clinical nutritionist, you're thinking about tryptophan, the amino acid that you eat that's in your blood that gets into your brain. The brain uses to make serotonin, and serotonin gets methylated to become melatonin so you can sleep and relax. You also think of vitamin B6 because it's very important for something we call decarboxylation, it's involved in the formation of serotonin from tryptophan. So we think of those things. you rarely, if ever, think about vitamin D and the omega-3 fatty acids in the formation of serotonin. It continues, the synergy, the combination of omega-3 and vitamin D can be explained in part, it says, by their effects on the serotonin system. Now listen to this, physiologist. Vitamin D regulates serotonin synthesis. You know, your body makes serotonin from, as I said, from tryptophan. Well, that is regulated by vitamin D. And the EPA and the DHA together improve serotonin receptor susceptibility, meaning once your body has made serotonin, vitamin D and the omega-3 combination makes you respond to it properly. And the response to serotonin is what? Calm you down. It's generally synthesized and released mostly late in the day. It calms you down. It starts to end your day. You get into your evening and so on and so forth. And it's also extremely, extremely important for your gut. A good percentage of serotonin that's made in your body is made in your belly because it regulates to a large degree with a nerve called the vagus nerve. It regulates transit time. It regulates total digestive ability. It's pretty darn important. And it continues, according to the research, low serotonin levels in normal individuals are associated with antisocial behavior, increased uncontrolled aggressive behavior, self-injury, and as I reported during the week, at least in certain percentage, like 26% in suicide. Pretty darn amazing, right? It says this may explain why supplementation with these essential micronutrients, vitamin D and the omega-3, has been shown to be effective for treating symptoms associated with ADHD, associated with bipolar disorder, associated with schizophrenia, associated with impulsive behavior, as they call it, associated with depression, associated with obsessive-compulsive disorder as well, and it goes on and on. And it says that it's the vitamin D combination, the vitamin D and the omega-3 supplementation that plays that major, major role in coordinating this impact of serotonin synthesis and serotonin release. Pretty darn amazing, right? I think so. It's something we've got to pay very careful attention to when you're looking to, you know, work with somebody that has neurological issues. As a clinical nutritionist, I want you to make sure that you are paying attention to a possible deficiency or inadequacy of vitamin D and the omega-3. And it says here, as an end result, according to the study, 70% of adults and 67% of children age 1 to 11 in the United States do not have adequate levels of vitamin D, even with fortification, even with supplementation. There is an issue with the amount of vitamin D that we're getting compared to what we should be getting. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. I've read reports on the radio for years that a good percentage, I would say over 80% of Americans are generally deficient in vitamin D. And of course, when you hear that, you think about bones and calcium metabolism. But now you really should start thinking about brain and brain physiology. Pretty darn important. Okay, you got it? When we come back, we're going to deal with our quiz question, which is pretty simply, why, you know, when we're talking about heart attack, what is the major issue we should be dealing with? Is it high cholesterol? Is it lack of physical activity? Is it inflammation? Is it high blood pressure? What do you think? Get on the phone. Let me know. 800-848-9222. Dr. Alan Pressman right here live on Invite Health Radio. Okay. Must tell you that this combination of vitamin D and the omega-3 is pretty darn extraordinary. And again, not just for general physiological purposes, but for normal brain function. So what you've got to do is make sure that you're getting the appropriate amount and the appropriate kind, and I'll explain what I mean by that, of these two particular nutrients. For example, on the Biomega, that is the format that is so darn important. In fact, there was a report this week on the Biomega fish oil, and I'll tell you why it's so crucial in a minute. It says Biomega supplements show endothelial health benefits, meaning that normalizes the internal lining of your arteries. If we have time, I want to read that to you from the University of Nebraska. What makes Biomega so special as a supplementation for the omega-3 EPA DHA is the way it's coded. It's coded in a format so that it does not open in the stomach. Why? Because the stomach is too darn hot. Hydrochloric acid, all those enzymes, no way, no good. So it is kept closed. This enteric Biomega coating keeps it closed until it passes into the duodenum, the upper part of the intestinal tract where the pH is 6. It now opens and immediately absorbs right into your bloodstream, to your heart, to your brain, to your joints, to the entire body. And it's called Biomega. Let me read this from the New England Journal of Medicine, a new study. It says there is a problem in delivering satisfactory amounts of fish oil in plain capsule form or liquid. Just what I said. Regular types of fish oil are not well absorbed because the delicate active omega-3 EPA and DHA are readily destroyed by gastric acid. You don't want that. You want the Biomega. You want to take one with each meal. And as the University of Nebraska says, you're going to get complete absorption of that because it does not open in your stomach. It's called Biomega. It is on double special, meaning if you buy two of them, you get another two absolutely free. Can't go wrong with that. Now, on the vitamin D side, you want to take that as a liquid. The research shows without a doubt that vitamin D3 as a liquid, especially when combined with sunflower oil and purified water, has 100% rapid absorption. The reason is vitamin D is a fat soluble. It's a fat soluble vitamin like A and K and E. Doesn't absorb very well. But when you combine vitamin D as a liquid in water, purified water, and combine that with sunflower oil, the fat in that sunflower oil literally makes sure that that vitamin D3 goes from your mouth into your cells in a matter of minutes. I take 3 little drops every morning, boom, 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 right on my tongue or in my brain brew in the morning, whatever. I get 3 drops a day because I want to make sure I have got normal levels of vitamin D3, that I've got normal levels of Biomega, not just to protect my heart and brain and all of that, but to make sure that I'm producing the right amount of neurotransmitters and that my body is responding to them. Really, what a great combination that is. And what a great article from Children's Hospital. D and Omega-3, get it all with Biomega and D3 liquid, both on double special. Buy two, you get two free. Dr. Alan Pressman right here on Invite Health Radio. Here's a number. Write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-476-1977. The number for Invite is 800-476-1977. That's 800-476-1977. Please visit our retail locations in Manhattan and Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, on Long Island, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post info and studies on our website as well, invitehealth.com. And when placing your order, type in the promo code 1977. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. Visit our blog and learn more about me, Dr. Alan Pressman, at invitehealth.com. And you can follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-476-1977. Welcome back to the broadcast 20 minutes after the hour on this not bad Sunday. It's Easter and Passover and all of that stuff, and I'm live on radio to talk to you. And by the way, those of you who are not familiar with me, that I'm new to ABC, so I've only been on for about 3 or 4 weeks now. I have been on radio since 1974, a long time. In fact, I started on radio when I was in 1963. So I've been on for quite some time, but I've been on daily since 1974. My background is biochemistry. I've been a chairman of the Department of Clinical Nutrition. I created the master's program in nutrition that I ran for quite a few years at the University of Bridgeport. I've written over 20 books, all of that. So I just want you to know, who you're talking to, who you're listening to. Biochemistry and nutrition, that's where it sits for me. And we're going to take your calls, answer your questions. Anything you want to talk about, we're going to do it. All you've got to do is call in and ask. The number, one more time, is 800-848-9222. I'm here every Sunday at 2 p.m. 800-848-WABC is the number. Okay, here we go to the phones. Which of the following is the single most powerful trigger of heart attacks? Elevated cholesterol, lack of physical activity, inflammation, or high blood pressure? What do you think? First caller was Lewis from Staten Island. Lewis, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Pressman?
I'm doing fine. Do you have an answer for me, Lewis?
Sure. Yeah, I like to say, wow, you got a lot of credentials.
Yes. yes, I agree.
Hey, yeah,
I've been doing this since 1963, and I've been teaching all over the world, and written 25 books, all of that stuff.
No, I know. I listen to you. You're brilliant.
And not only that, Lou, I'm good looking.
In case you didn't know. Happy Easter and happy Passover.
Thank you. Now, do you have an answer for me?
I believe it's inflammation.
Now, what makes you say that?
You know, I listened to you a long time, so I would have to believe that. I know with the C-reactive protein, it's a higher mark than cholesterol, so I would have to go with that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it to you. You're absolutely right, 100%, Lewis. It is inflammation. And I'm going to read those reports because everybody's got to pay attention to this. Now, it's not as if, Lewis, that high cholesterol is not an issue. It's not as if lack of physical activity is not an issue. It is.
Right.
It's not as if high blood pressure. It's a major factor. But
right.
When you put it all together and you have to pick one, and they did a great study on this at Cleveland Clinic and the Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston, and was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And I want to read the first article to you word for word. And I'm also going to send you a bottle of MyoPrill.
Oh, thank you.
It is a fabulous combination of berberine and resveratrol. It is a great natural anti-inflammatory. And all I want you to do, Lewis, is to just take one of them every day in the morning, okay?
Thank you. Yes, I will.
Good job. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Okay, now I want you to listen to this report. Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, New England Journal of Medicine, Cleveland Clinic, I love this terminology. Simmering, painless inflammation deep within the body is the single most powerful trigger of heart attacks, worse even than high cholesterol, a landmark new study concludes. Now, you got that? This simmering, painless inflammation. Now, sometimes in other articles, they will refer to that as chronic, sustained metabolic inflammation. Other articles will refer to it as chronic, low-grade smoldering inflammation. And what it is inflammation run unchecked. It is unedited. It's running wild. It's asymptomatic. You don't even know it's there. And the body, which should control it, and inflammation, by the way, itself is a normal process. Without the process of inflammation, we'd never heal. It's that powerful. But when it's not being controlled, when it's not being coordinated, when it's running wild, it creates tremendous amount of problems, not just in the heart, but we could read you similar articles, loads of them, about the brain as well. But let me finish reading this. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine followed almost 28,000 women for 8 years. You ready for that? 28,000 women, they followed their blood chemistries for 8 years. Here's what it says. Fully 77% of those who had heart attacks or strokes had cholesterol in the normal range, and 45% were in the ideal range. What that means is the majority of people, listen to this, who have heart attacks have normal levels of cholesterol. And all you hear about medically are the statin drugs, the statin drugs, the statin drugs. I want you to take statin drugs if you have a hangnail. They're pushing these medications to lower cholesterol when the vast majority of people that have heart attacks have normal cholesterol. Now, I'm not saying it's not important, but I'm saying that it is not the key issue. You can control that with diet and exercise and certain nutraceuticals that will normalize cholesterol levels, but you've got to get that inflammation under control. Now, let me finish this. A separate blood test that measures something called C-reactive protein, a measure of inflammation deep within the body, is a more accurate measure as to your risk for heart disease. The study found, it says, that the C-reactive protein test, which you should all have, by the way, next time you go in for your blood test, I want you to request it from your physician. Doc, I want a CRP done. I want to know what the degree of inflammation is in my body. The study found that the CRP test actually, listen to this, did a better job of predicting heart disease risk than cholesterol levels. Those with high levels of inflammation, it says, are twice as likely as those with high cholesterol to die from a heart attack or a stroke. That's pretty powerful. It says the lower risk was women whose C-reactive protein was below 1 in their blood. It is more than doubled when readings go over 3. Now, we just saw a person I do a lot of visiting to the invite stores. Every 2 weeks, I'm at an invite store, and I'll give you the schedule, so I'd love you to come by and say hello and sit and talk to me about yourself. Her C-reactive protein level was 12. And then there was another woman there whose C-reactive protein a few months ago was 15. And the normal is below 2. We want it at 1. And, I mean, so that's bad. But the thing that really got me really upset is that their physician never even told them about it. It was never mentioned. I said, did you know about this C-reactive protein level being elevated and that you are at risk for cardiovascular issues? No, never said anything. And when I looked at the report, it wasn't even circled. Like the doctor didn't even bother circling it to have a conversation. The conclusion of this article says, with this latest study, many believe the evidence is overwhelming that inflammation is the central factor in cardiovascular disease. I don't think it's a hypothesis anymore. It's proven, says the director, Dr. Eric Topol, chief of cardiology at the Cleveland Clinic. So I think you get the point. Inflammation plays a major role in the genesis, as an etiological factor in heart disease. Now, when we're going to do a study on neurology, we already touched on it a week or two ago, you're going to find that inflammation not only plays a role in heart disease, but it plays a major role in neurological disease. And that's why any precipitating factor like obesity, like diabetes, any of those things that generate inflammation are going to generate cardiovascular and neurological disorders. And what are the nutraceuticals we want to pay attention to? Without a doubt, the omega-3 fish oils, again, vitamin D3, and a whole bunch of others like Myopril, all of them playing a major role to keep inflammation under control. And I'm going to read a bunch of articles to you in a little while about the importance of all of this. And you're going to get on the phone and call and ask me any questions you have about anything concerning your health and your well-being. The phone number is real simple, 800-848-9222. You got it? 800-848-WABC. Get on the phone. Coming right back, Dr. Alan Pressman live on Invite Health Radio. So do you have any kind of a brain plan? Yeah, well, maybe you have all sorts of different plans, vacation plans, but I personally, because of my family history, I got myself a brain plan. Yep, because every single day I figure there's certain things I do that are very important. I take a shower, I brush my teeth, I wash my hair. Now, why don't I wash my brain? Well, I do. And that's what a brain plan is all about. And there are certain nutrients that are involved in totally doing a brain protection program. And we've just mentioned the importance of the omega-3. We've mentioned the importance of the anthocyanins, those double purples, and then there's the nutraceutical we talked about last week, which has been all over the news, that Neurodophilus that protects the blood-brain barrier. Well, let me review those with you. The double purples, it's just called purples. We use it at Invite. It's a nutraceutical that I developed, a dynamic nutraceutical. We developed this bioactive compound about a dozen years ago. And what is in it? Listen to this. One scoop of these purples, an anthocyanin, contains 4,900 milligrams of 15 different purple fruits and veggies, blueberries and black cherries and black raspberries and black currants and plums and elderberries and bilberries and figs and raisins and carrots and beets and acai, 400 milligrams of acai alone, and mangosteen and goji berries. This is the ultimate anti-inflammatory, the ultimate nutrient to reduce inflammation, and it tastes great too, to reduce inflammation, to normalize the endothelium, the internal lining of your blood vessels. Have you ever heard me talk about the endothelium? I used to teach class after class after class about that. But the internal lining of every blood vessel in your body is an endothelium, has an endothelium, arteries, veins, the big aorta, little capillaries. And we want to keep that endothelium normal because it secretes, for one thing, something called nitric oxide, which keeps it relaxed and dilated so that when your heart beats, there's no pressure against it. Your blood pressure falls beautifully into a normal range. And that is what these purples do, not only having that effect on your cardiovascular system, but offers a tremendous amount of neuroprotection, improves your memory, improves glucose metabolism. So what I want you to do every morning, I want you to take your glass of water, and into that, I want you to put one scoop of purples. Now, on top of that one scoop of purples, which is on double special, by the way, I want you to put a scoop of Glutaplex. Now, to some people listening to this program, Glutaplex is a brand new concept. Glutaplex has been around since I created it a dozen years ago. The best-selling concept of what we call antioxidant protection. Glutathione, which is what Glutaplex is, literally regulates levels of all the antioxidants. It cleans the brain completely every day, and that's what Glutaplex does. It's in charge of your neuronal housekeeping along with the purples. It gets rid of all the garbage in your brain, all the things that shouldn't be in there, like bisphenol A and plastic and phthalates and flame retardants, come on. So you're putting a scoop of purples in there, your scoop of what else? Your Glutaplex, and last but not least, you're going to take a Neurodophilus, which I'll talk a little bit more about later. That is the barrier, the cell membrane barrier that is so darn important. We'll talk more about Neurodophilus, but all of them, the Biomega, the purples, the D3, the Neurodophilus, the Glutaplex, every one of them on double special. Dr. Alan Pressman on Invite Health Radio. Here's a number. Write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-476-1977. The number for Invite is 800-476-1977. That's 800-476-1977. Please visit our retail locations in Manhattan and Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, on Long Island, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post info and studies on our website as well, invitehealth.com. And when placing your order, type in the promo code 1977. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions, or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. Visit our blog and learn more about me, Dr. Alan Pressman, at invitehealth.com. And you can follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-476-1977. Welcome back to the broadcast, 35 minutes after the hour. Any questions you have about anything concerning your health and your well-being, now is the time to get on the phone. We've got a lot of other things to talk about, but your questions are always the most important. So the number is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. That's where we are. That's where we're going to stay. Now let's take a few phone calls, and then I want to talk to you a little bit more about the articles that have come out recently on the benefits of these anthocyanins all over the place. Acai, for example, a brand new report from the University of Nebraska. It was the research article of the week a few weeks ago, saying that acai alleviates atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. I've got to read that to you. Polyphenols, these carotenoids, slash heart disease risk from the University of Barcelona. One more, King's College in London, berry pigments show heart health benefits. You've got to hear all of those while we're taking your questions. Okay, to the phone we go. Let us go to Esther in Rockland.
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon, really.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It's late.
Well, maybe you're listening in California. It's still morning,
no,
I guess.
No, I wish I were, but I'm not. I'm here in Rockland County, and it's okay. I'm sitting in front of a health food store where I'm going in to buy some of my vitamins that I take.
But, excellent.
So it's ironic that fish oil is something that has been lately in the news saying that there's no need to take it.
Right,
it doesn't work.
Can I tell you all about that?
Well, because you said that, my cardiologist just told me to stop, who thinks I have heart disease. My husband was on a fish oil that was a pharmaceutical strength that he had a prescription for it, spent a lot of money. His cardiologist, he asked him, and he said, no, you don't need to take it after he's been taking it for years.
Well, let me just tell you how this whole thing happened. During the week, about a week ago. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a release by the New York Times that says that fish oil showed no benefit whatsoever, that you shouldn't be taking it. Now, underneath this entire story sits one thing. It's all a ploy to sell more statin drugs, but we'll come back to that. But let me tell you something. This opinion is not based on research. Many years ago, when I was was a professor at the University of Bridgeport, I taught a course that was called Readings in Research, in which we assigned every student in the master's program 20 research papers to explore and to do a report on and to let me know the basis for that research. Well, this report on research was not done by a research scientist. This report is based on one man's opinion, not based on research. He's a psychologist. He specializes in something called myths about our health. He is not a research scientist. He picked four or five obscure articles. He pulled articles that support his hypothesis, his theory. There are hundreds of thousands of research articles that support the utilization of fish oils for many different things. I've got a collection of thousands of those. So basically, this is an opinion piece masked as a scientific piece. Now, let me read to you one thing, and I don't want to belabor this, but University of Rochester, there's a researcher named Robert Block, B-L-O-C-K. He's an associate professor of cardiology, and he has spent his entire life conducting research on the effects of fish oil. And this is what he has to say, in quotes, "You don't have to worry about taking fish oil. It's very safe. There are no adverse effects. Plus, there seems to be a clear reduction of cardiovascular disease when people consume fish oil and fish. He goes on to say, research has shown that taking fish oil has other benefits. There seem to be benefits in Alzheimer's disease, dementia, and clearly with people who have depression. And he goes on and on to talk about brand new research being done at Rhode Island Hospital that shows a clear link between fish oil and fish health. And what they're going on to say, in a big study they did in Norway, 22,000 people found that those who take fish oil are 30% less likely to have symptoms of depression, to have heart disease, and have a longer life. And it goes on and on and on. So the story in the New York Times has been blasted and ripped to shreds by a number of scientists. There is nothing wrong. There's no downside to taking your EPA, DHA fish oil. Does that all make sense?
I guess so. I mean, I'm just so confused because of, you know, people run with these articles and
well, that's just, yeah, they do.
You go to your doctor, you hope that they will, cardiologist, that they will ease your mind about taking it.
And well, I'm going to ask you. Okay, but let me tell you one thing. I'll phrase it as a question. How many hours of study in the classroom does the average cardiologist have? Zero. They do not study nutritional protocols in cardiology. Dietitians do, nutritionists do, a lot of other health professions do, but unfortunately, cardiologists and neurologists as well have very limited training in those aspects in the management of their particular specialty. That's why I've said for the 50 years I was in practice, you need a team. One doctor of one specialty is not going to do. You need your acupuncturist, you need your nutritionist, you need your dietitian to clear up some of these statements that are made that have no basis whatsoever. Okay?
Yeah,
got it?
My father died at the age of 63 of a massive heart attack. My brother died at the age of 52 of a massive heart attack.
I understand that you've got a family history. So what I've just told you is that it's really important that you consult with a clinical nutritionist who can guide you as to what to eat. You want to avoid inflammation, and without a doubt,
inflamed. I don't know. I just heard you say that there are no symptoms of inflammation, but I do feel like I am totally inflamed.
Yeah, well, there are no specific symptoms, but people that just generally don't feel well have inflammation as a core. That is why I've been telling you for the last 7 minutes the same thing over and over again, and I'm not really sure that you're listening to me, but I'm telling you right now, you've got to be on an anti-inflammatory type regime. And the best way to do that, if you don't want to visit with a nutritionist, is take some time and Google the Mediterranean diet. That will teach you all about how to have an anti-inflammatory diet, okay? The anti-inflammatory benefits of the Mediterranean diet are not debatable. All the fish, the anthocyanins, the cruciferous vegetables, the nuts, the beans, the olive oil, the olives, just as effective, maybe more effective than anything else in managing cardiovascular disease. Got it?
Take fish oil, right?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Let's go to Nick. Thank you very much for calling in. Nick, we've got a few minutes for you. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
How you doing, Doc?
Okay. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I do. There's a person who listens to you every single weekend and swears that there's perhaps some magic trick that you may have for me. I'm not in good way with herniated disc.
Yeah, well, there are not necessarily magic tricks, but a lot of necessarily good physiology to rebuild those degenerated discs.
Right.
Now, if you want me to review that with you, I'll be glad to do it. I've got to take a break, but if you stay on the line, when I come back, I will come right to you and we'll talk about the importance of maintaining normal cartilage and normal disc tissue while reducing inflammation in the joint. You want to hear about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then stay right where you are. Don't go away. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to review all of that with you. And anybody else, if you hear how great questions we're getting, of course you should take fish oils. The number is 800-848-9222. The only time you shouldn't take fish oils is if you're already on some kind of medical anti-inflammatory. You might want to talk to your doctor about it. But for the most part, nothing wrong with you taking your fish oils. Coming right back, you're listening to Invite Health Radio with Dr. Alan Pressman. Now, I want to talk to you quickly, because I want to get back to Nick, about this amazing finding, brand new, 2 weeks old, on something called Neurodophilus. Now, it was discovered quite recently at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. Listen to the headline. Gut bacteria, probiotics, plays a key role in brain protection. It says the following. Our natural gut-residing microbes could play a role in controlling the permeability of the blood-brain barrier, which protects the brain from harmful substances in the blood. The transport, it continues, of molecules across the blood-brain barrier can be influenced by your probiotics. I mean, when you think of probiotics, you generally don't think of the brain. When you think of probiotics, you're thinking about digesting your food, you're thinking about your gut, you're thinking about all sorts of things, your bowels and all of that. You're not thinking about your brain, but yet it has been shown that five different specific probiotics, when they are combined with an extract of an herb called Synapsa, will have a dramatic effect on protecting your brain, on strengthening that blood-brain barrier so that nothing gets into your brain that is not supposed to be there. Now, the research that says the following, that taking Neurodophilus, which contains all five of those probiotics, and I'll tell you what they are if you want to know, plus this Synapsa extract combined together just once a day, promotes the following, and I'm reading this in quotes, promotes peak cognitive performance, reduces anxiety, improves visual processing, improves learning rate, working memory, information retention, mental performance, improves multitasking. It even normalizes your degree of alertness and helps you control your temper. That's what happens when you have a normal blood brain barrier, and Neurodophilus creates that. And you just take one of those in the morning. I do it after I do my brain brew, after I do my purples and the Biomega and my Glutaplex and all of those mixed together. I drink that down every single morning, and then I take my Neurodophilus, and I am protecting my blood-brain barrier. We could talk about it forever. I've written extensively about it. I've been researching it for 30 years. Finally, we have Neurodophilus. You're hearing about it all over the place. I'm very pleased about the way we can influence the blood-brain barrier. Neurodophilus is on double special. You buy two, you get two free. You're just taking one a day. And so is Glutaplex on double special, vitamin D3 liquid, the purples, the Biomega fish oil, all of that on double special. Dr. Alan Pressman right here on Invite Health Radio. Here's a number. Write it down, because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-476-1977. The number for Invite is 800-476-1977. That's 800-476-1977. Please visit our retail locations in Manhattan and Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, on Long Island, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post info and studies on our website as well, invitehealth.com, and when placing your order, type in the promo code 1977. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions, or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. Visit our blog and learn more about me, Dr. Alan Pressman, at invitehealth.com. And you can follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-476-1977. Welcome back. 49 minutes after the hour. Where does the time go? Had a great conversation this week with my good friend David Patterson, Governor Patterson. We're buddies. I've known him since years ago. The original Governor Cuomo appointed me to the medical panel of the New York State Athletic Commission, and I met young David back then, and we've been very close. And he said he wants to come on the show and talk about health issues. So we're going to have David Patterson come on with us in a week or so and just chat with us a little bit about some of the things he's interested in health-wise. They're very, very interesting stuff. He's a great guy. And he says to say hello. So everybody, hello from Governor Patterson. Now, let's go back to Nick, and then we're going to try to get to Dee and Pauline. So don't disappear. Nick, it says on the board that you've got 5 herniated discs in your back and your neck.
Actually, it's 5 in the back, 2 in the neck.
How did you do all of that?
I was gonna say bad luck, but
no, there's
trauma. I was a DJ for 15 years, and carrying equipment that they called, you know, a coffin, and carried it up steps on my neck, and also was a weightlifter. And
Well, that's what happens, because, you know, it's interesting. Let me just give you a little physiology here. The neck has 7 bones. The upper back has 12 bones. The low back has 5. So neck is 7, upper back 12, bottom vertebra, the lumbars, are 5. Now, what I want you to do is to, right now, everybody, with your thumb and your first finger, pinch your nose. Just pinch your nose. I'll tell you what that means. When you pinch your nose, your fingers don't touch, right? There's that piece of cartilage in there. So when you pinch your nose, you're pinching cartilage, unless you've had nose damage. You're pinching cartilage. Now, that size cartilage should be between every bone in your neck, upper back, and lower back. You got it? When that is not happening, when that cartilage is compressed, we call that technically a herniated disc. They used to call it a slip disc. It's really not a good terminology. The disc is herniated. It is flat. And you've now got bone resting on bone. Now, this does not just happen in your back. It happens in your knees, too, and your low back and your hips. And the term we use to describe it is either osteoarthritis or degenerative joint disease, which is really the best definition. So the therapeutic approach is to open that space with physical activity, with exercise, with chiropractic care, with Pilates, whatever you want to do to open that space. Chiropractic care, I think, is the best. And while you're having that space open manually, through manual manipulation, you start taking certain nutraceuticals that are going to literally rebuild that disc and at the same time reduce inflammation. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do. Number one, the physical activity, exercise, and it's, somebody should guide you. I don't want you doing this on your own. I don't want you to experiment with this. Physical therapy, chiropractic care, osteopathic care, Pilates, whichever direction you want to go. And as I said, chiropractors are the best trained in reducing these subluxations, opening up that disc space. Now, I want you to make a little bit of a concoction, a beverage every day, consisting of 2 ingredients. Number one, something called OsteoLube. OsteoLube, L-U-B-E. It's a combination of about 15 different ingredients, including what we call proteolytic enzymes, which are enzymes that will literally start to break down the unnecessary amount of swelling. And we'll listen to this. This is the key to OsteoLube. It is going to start to lubricate the joint, because when you have bone hitting bone like you do in your back or your knee or your hip, whatever, though, that joint dries out. It usually is full of what we call synovial fluid, and that is the fluid that joints bathe in. And I always say this on air. When I was teaching osteology years ago, I would tell my first day master students, go home, wet 2 ice cubes and rub them together. That's how smooth your joints should be. And with osteoarthritis, with degenerative joint disease, that's not going to happen. So what you want to do is take 1 scoop of OsteoLube, mix it with 1 tablespoon of OsteoBase, Build, which is a combination of chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate, and MSM, which will literally rebuild that cartilage. So you're mixing a scoop of OsteoLube with a tablespoon of OsteoBuild, and you're going to drink that down for the first 2 weeks. You're going to drink that twice a day. And then after 2 weeks, you're going to cut it down to once a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. What did you say?
I'm sorry, Doc. Did you say OsteoBuild?
Osteo, yes. It's OsteoLube and then OsteoBuild, B-U-I-L-D. It's a liquid.
Right.
So you're going to mix a scoop of the lube and a tablespoon of the build. You're going to mix those together. Now, when you're ordering those at Invite, I also want you to get something called the Arthrin, A-R-T-H-R-I-N, Arthrin Pump. And it is a very thick, viscid liquid that you're going to massage into your neck and upper back 2 to 3 times a day. And it's going to absorb immediately through your skin right to the outside of that joint so that the outside of the joint gets to be soaked in the same material. And it's going to, that combination, and in addition to if you're taking a fish oil or Myoprill or curcumin blend to reduce the inflammation, you are going to see a dramatic change, I'm telling you, within 2 to 3 weeks. And you're going to call me back on air, and you're going to tell us how that feels. And I know I gave you a lot of information in a short amount of time.
Oh, no, I'm a quick writer. Arthrin Pump?
Arthrin Pump. It's a liquid. You literally pump it into your hand, and then you massage that into your neck and wherever it bothers you 2 to 3 times a day. Keep it in a nice warm environment because it's so darn thick.
Okay.
And mix that and massage it in, okay?
Do I have time for a quick question? Or
no, you don't. I'm sorry. I got a lot of other people up on the board. Call me back next week or, you know, if whatever. What is the question?
Well, no, I was told because I've been to neurosurgeons and opinions, and they recommended I'm so bad that chiropractic would be kind of dangerous, and
well,
I know that
is the general point of view of every orthopedist born. So that is not the case whatsoever. It would be helpful if you had a non-force chiropractor, and I can refer you to one if you want, a chiropractor that uses non-force methods. I will be able to recommend somebody to you, which I don't want to do on air. Okay?
Okay, then I'll call your office. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, Nick, nice talking to you. Wow, that was amazing, right? Now, if we had another hour, but we only have a few minutes, let's see what we can find out here. D in Nassau, Long Island. D, we have about a minute, D.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, D?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Okay, what's up?
I was just concerned. My A1C is 7.9. And I just like to know, my cholesterol is 258.
Okay.
And my vitamin D is 34.
Okay. All three of those are abnormal. Okay.
Okay.
Now, first of all, we have to describe all of these, and we don't have really the time to do that. Let me just tell you that your hemoglobin A1C is a measure of blood sugar levels, okay, over a 90-day period. Your A1C is high, meaning, and it should be about 5. What did you say yours was?
7.9.
So you are, at this point, clinically borderline diabetic, or maybe fully diabetic. I'd have to see some of the other numbers. But there's no doubt you are pre-diabetic. What was the other ones you were concerned about?
The cholesterol is 258.
Well, that should be below 200.
And the vitamin D is 34.
Yeah, that should be in the 70s, 60s to 70s. If you call back next week, I will do a complete, if you want me to, I'll go through all the labs next Sunday at 2 o'clock right here on WABC. Next Sunday at 2, I will do a class in lab. How's that? Got it? Have a wonderful Easter and wonderful day. Enjoy yourself. Pressman, Invite, all of that. Stay healthy.
You've been listening to Invite Radio, and remember, 7 days a week in all our beautiful stores, we have professionals available for your health and nutrition needs. You'll enjoy your visit to Invite because we'll make it better. And when you can come in, call us at 800-476-1977.